Hello, everyone, and welcome back to BoJack HorsePod Presents Tuca and Bird Pod. Today, we will be talking about Season 3, Episode 8 of Tuca and Birdie, Fledging Day. I'm, of course, Kirsten McInnes, joined, as always, by the lovely Lindsay Wilson. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm great. I think in this world, it is now mid-March, so trusting that it's getting warmer, and yeah, good.
Oh, God, I hope so. If it doesn't warm up, then it's over for me. A little peek behind the curtain for our listeners as we're recording this back to back with last week's episode. So, you know, it's entirely possible that this one will be less tangent filled and a little bit quicker. And that's because we've been talking to each other for over an hour and a half already. So
yes.
Deal with it.
Yeah. And also the what time is it segment will be very similar to the last one.
That is correct. Should we just jump in?
Let's just jump in. Yeah, we'll get into the episode later.
What time is it?
So it is currently Monday, January 22nd, 2024. It is 3:04 p.m. in the Pacific time zone, 6:04 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, 7:04 p.m. for Lindsay, and 11:04 p.m. in London. It is 7:04 a.m. on Tuesday, January 23rd, for those of you in Hong Kong right now. And that's what time it is right now.
Wow. I was not prepared for you to say 2024. I feel like I still haven't moved over in my mind.
I think I'm done, but occasionally I will still write 2023 on something. So
Yeah,
we'll see. And let's get into some holidays.
Yeah. What days is it?
For our beloved patrons, it is Monday, March 11th, 2024. It is Commonwealth Day. I will not be celebrating that.
Yeah, it sounds colonial.
Absolutely not. It is debunking day. Great day to debunk things. That's cool. I'm sure Michael Hobbs will celebrate that.
Yes, we love debunking things.
Yes, it is dream day, which I think is like a day for sleeping and dreaming.
Okay, or is it like following your dreams?
The picture is a child asleep in a car. So I'm pretty sure it's like dreams and hopefully not about leaving your child in a car. I don't know.
True.
It is Fillar Staplers Day.
Okay.
I do technically own a stapler, but I haven't used it in a long time. Like, I definitely don't need to own it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think we have one anymore. I definitely had one like many years ago, but I don't think we have one now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have one in my desk right here. I don't need it, but yeah. That's like I used to own a hole punch, and then I just brought it to my last job because I actually needed a hole punch at work, and all the ones at work sucked, and mine hadn't been used that much, just like in university to like print out slides and put them in a binder. So like it was nice and sharp. So I brought it to the office, and then I bequeathed it to a coworker because I was like, I don't need to own this, and you get so much joy out of using it.
Yeah, that's definitely the only reason I had one also. Was like, oh, when you print out your slides, what a different time it was. My God.
I know. And I like honestly never printed out slides. I always just wrote my notes by hand in a notebook anyways. Mm-hmm. So I don't, I never really needed it that badly, but it came in handy a few times. It is Johnny Appleseed Day.
Okay.
So plant an apple tree, everybody.
Yeah, always a good idea.
It is Eat Your Noodles Day. I would love to partake in that. I love noodles.
Yes, me too. Big time. Any form of noodle, great.
What's your favorite shape of noodle? I'm sure we've talked about this before, but it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if we have. That is a good question. I think I like maybe like a... Oh, this is such a difficult question. Depends on the sauce I'm having. I feel like I like a rotini or something if I'm having some sort of... sauce that needs to coat the whole noodle. But last night Cameron made this sauce that had, and he used the big like thick pappardelle or whatever.
Okay.
Like the big long, you know. Anyway, and that was good. So
I love a bow tie. I'm a bow tie girly. They're perfect. They get just enough sauce coated on them to be good and not too much to be gloopy. Like sometimes you bite into like a penne and you're like, bleh.
Yes. Penne can be tough. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for me. But the noodles on the image are like a rotini or a fusilli. Maybe a fusilli. They look too skinny to be rotini. So I'm very pro that. I used to love the fusilli that would come like the tricolor fusilli.
Yeah.
Like the white and then the carrot and the spinach. Yes. That's like my favorite.
Yes,
But
I
I
like
feel
that
like
one too.
it's hard to find lately. Like, I haven't seen it
Yes.
in the store.
Yes. I think I saw like a different brand of that not that long ago and was like, are we back? Are we back to the tricolor?
Like, I'm down with that. I love that. I
Yeah.
ate that so much as a kid, and it's delicious. So,
Yeah.
they should be doing that for sure. It's also National 311 Day. So, if you have any municipal concerns, that's the line for that one for anyone who
Okay.
doesn't live in North America.
Huh?
Like, that's like you see like a street light out.
Okay, you call 311. I don't
You
think I
call
knew that.
311. But most cities have like a 311 app where you can report things. I used to, in Calgary, at my ex-boyfriend's old house, there was like a street light that was always out, and it would go out really fast even after it got replaced. I feel like I reported it as out to 311 like 30 times. Probably not actually 30 times, but it felt like a lot. And then it would get fixed
Constantly.
and it would go out again.
Ugh. Garbage.
So annoying. It's National Promposal Day
Okay, that's
for those who are going to
silly.
ask someone to prom. Okay. But if it brings people joy, okay, but I don't think it should be required.
I agree.
It's National Workplace Napping Day.
Frowned upon, I think.
Yeah,
But I
I
guess
work
like
from
an act of
home,
rebellion.
so I do nap like on my lunch break. So I do nap at work.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
Rising
it
up against
is.
capitalism.
Yes, I take the breaks that I am entitled to and I
Yes.
sleep through them.
Oh,
It is Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. I don't think I want that type of waffle. I think I just want a normal waffle.
Yeah, that seems like a weird thing.
This year, March 11th is the start of Ramadan.
Okay. It's
So
a
that's
real one for
big.
once.
That is a real holiday and a big one. And it's also the World Day of Muslim Culture, Peace, Dialogue, and Film.
Yeah. All right.
So
I just looked up oatmeal nut waffles and they look kind of like normal waffles. When I found this recipe in a church cookbook early in my marriage, I was eager to try it. Sorry. Yeah, I interrupted the real one to go back to the stupid one.
I'm deeply troubled. I church cookbook, man, it's too much for
Early
me.
in my marriage.
No,
Yeah.
I don't care for that. It's World Plumbing Day, so if you need
Okay.
any plumbing done, today's the day. Plumbers are
Yes.
freaking expensive.
Yes. But yes, we're very supportive of indoor plumbing. It's too bad that wasn't on the speckle episode.
Oh, so true. We had a plumber here because we had like a pipe. So actually, there was a pipe, tiny little pipe. I don't know what water this pipe serves because it's in the ceiling, like above the inside, like above the fireplace. It's like above that room, like on the upper level. There's no bathrooms there. I don't know what this pipe goes to. I don't know. But when they built the house, freaking 1995, some drywaller just boom, 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 hit a nail right into the pipe. And it
Whoa.
was probably when, you know, it wasn't like water probably wasn't on. There was nothing in test. So drywaller doesn't know what happens. He goes on with his life. Everything's fine. House operates, runs, no issues. And then one random Monday, we hear a drip, drip, drip. And it's a water drip on metal because the fireplace, again, is right below. And so it's like
Yes.
the box of the gas fireplace. And we're like, what is happening? What is that sound? Because, of course, it's like not only do you have a leak, but the leak is also like the most annoying sound known to mankind that could drive you mad. And so the plumber came. They came in the morning just to shut off our water for us because so many people had like actual burst pipes in our city that day, so he didn't have time to fix it right away. And then he cut like a middle size hole and like replaced one tiny stretch of pipe. And then they're like, that's $350. I'm like,
Whoa.
you were not here even for an hour, but
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, that's wild. Don't like
That's
that.
like, you just gotta pay. Like,
Yes.
I don't.
No choice in the
Like, oh yeah, you fixed it. What are we gonna do?
matter.
Not pay
Here's
the
your
like
money.
very nice plumber who went out of his way to come to us twice? Like, obviously we're gonna pay.
Yeah.
But God, just annoying. I think it should have cost a cool 200.
Yes. Yes, I
Meanwhile,
would
I
support
thought
that.
the drywall repairs were gonna cost over $1,000 and they did not.
Well, that's good.
Everyone else assumed they would cost $400 and it was more than that. but I assumed it was going to be $1,500.
Oh my God.
Well, no, okay. I assumed it was going to be $1,000. And then I came downstairs and Josh was like, oh, it's going to be more. It's going to be expensive. Like, it's actually going to be expensive. And I was like, oh, $1,500? And he was like, no, still less than $1,000. Like,
good. Good.
Calm down, crazy. So, yeah. It's also Worship of Tools Day. So, worship tools today, everybody.
A weird thing to say.
I don't worship tools. I don't worship anything.
Yeah, me either.
And that's all. Those are all the holidays for March 11th for our patrons.
Beautiful.
And there's also not many for our Gen Pop. But for them, it's March 12th. It's Girl Scout Day. Girl Scout Day, sorry. Which, okay, cool. Buy Girl Scout cookies. That's cool. It's the National Alfred Hitchcock Day. Lindsay, do you know who Alfred Hitchcock is?
The guy from all the movies, the birds and stuff.
You know what? Yes, moving on. It's National Baked Scallops Day. So if you like scallops, it's a good day to have them baked.
Yes, I do like scallops quite a bit.
I don't really understand what a scallop is, and I don't think I want to know. They look weird.
Yeah.
It's National Milky Way Day.
As in the galaxy or the bar?
I don't know, because the image is just a grid of numbers, like as if it was a bingo day. Oh, it's the food. It's the food. Okay. The chocolate bar. I've never had a Milky Way.
I think they're all kind of the same. It's like one of those ones that's like nougat, nuts, et cetera, isn't it?
Milky Way. It's got
caramel, nougat, chocolate.
Yeah, something like that. It looks like it's caramel and then some nougat, and then it's wrapped in chocolate.
Yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't look like it's for me, but I can see why it would hold appeal for others. I'd rather just have a Mars bar.
Yeah, I think it's not that dissimilar.
It looks similar enough to a Mars bar where I'm like, I'll just have a Mars bar. But I don't think they have Mars bars in the States.
Is that true?
They don't have Milky Ways in Canada.
Okay.
I think it might just literally be the same as a Milky Way.
Sounds the same. It's got very similar ingredients.
But the Milky Way doesn't have the weird, veiny look.
Right. That's weird swirl on top or whatever.
People always make jokes online about Mars bars looking like they have like a dick vein.
It's very evocative. You're like, yes, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
It's a crucial part of the Mars bar experience. So I guess I could have a Mars bar on March 12th. That would be okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's National Organize Your Home Office Day.
Okay.
Which is just observed the second Tuesday in March. So we've talked about it several times.
Several times. I was going to say, this feels familiar. My home office is pretty organized.
Mine's like organized chaos. It could use a little organization, but.
Yeah, save it for March 12th.
Yeah, it can wait. It's National Plant a Flower Day.
Okay. Probably still too snowy here, but maybe indoors.
You could plant a flower indoors. I probably could plant a flower. It's still probably a little cold outside for planting.
Yes, I agree.
Even here. I don't know. It's also National Working Moms Day.
Okay.
And I have to say, I hate this image so much. It's a picture of a woman, and she's like holding her baby under her arm and also on her laptop with that arm. And the baby's hands are out on the laptop, and she's on the on her cell phone talking.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, she needs affordable childcare now.
Correct. Yes. I remember one time I was on LinkedIn and I saw someone had like reposted. This woman was like, I had 6 weeks off for my mat leave and now I'm back at the company and I'm so proud to be leading this company and blah, blah, blah. And all the comments were like torn between like, good for you, so inspiring. And other people being like, 6 weeks, like that's not enough time.
6 weeks, I think, is like the most you get in America.
Yeah.
Like if you work at like a good company that supports its workers, you get 6 weeks.
Yeah. Brutal. Not enough time.
No. Like, are you even healed?
No.
Like, no. Meanwhile, in Canada, it is legally mandated to get up to 18 months paid. So.
Yes. Not a coincidence that I think there have been lots of studies that people hate parenting less when they have time off.
I think it's an important thing. Mm-hmm. It's very important. I have a lot of pregnant friends right now, and I'm happy that they will all be able to have an actual mat leave.
Yes, agreed.
It's also World Day Against Cyber Censorship.
Okay.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's that some shit needs to be censored
Exactly.
online.
A lot of times when people are like censorship, it's like, you have to kind of like look at that sideways a little bit. Like, what are we talking about exactly here?
Like, Twitter was like, no more censorship. We're just gonna add community notes to everything. And guess what? The community notes have not stopped the rise of hate speech on the app. So,
Weird.
not a solution.
No.
And yeah, that's it. That's what date is. That's all of them.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's also fledging day.
It's fledging day, which is essentially Mother's Day, but for birds.
Correct. Yes.
And so this episode does some really cool stuff with the animation. They have a little like felt birdie and her mom, which I thought was really cute.
Yeah, they don't spend a lot of time with it. I think it's like very well done, very adorable. Those little birds are so cute, but they only it's probably like maybe 20 seconds of the episode with these little birds.
It's probably really time intensive to do that. Like, that
Probably
gave
true.
me stop animation vibes. Like, that was
True.
probably hours and hours and hours of work just to make the felt birds, let alone to do
Yep.
the animation. So
That
I can
Parks and Rec thing
understand
where it's like,
that.
how can it not be longer? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, and I just want to say before we start, like, I feel like a core message of so much media is like, even if you feel like your parents don't love you, like you should just accept them for who they are and like everything will be okay. And I just want to say, like, for a lot of people, that's not how it is. And if you don't have a good relationship with your parents, that's okay. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I think that's very well said and important to say. Like, I think they do a decent job, I think, of being like, yeah, Birdie has a complicated relationship with her parents at the beginning, but then I feel like it's just it ends up being kind of more of the same of just like as long as you just like keep powering through, you're eventually going to have this moment of transcendence and you're going to get through all of the problematic behavior. And I don't think you can I don't think it's realistic to be like within the same, say, 6 hour period, you're going to have someone being like, I think your career is a huge waste of time, and then have them be like, and also, like, help me flirt with this man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very weird. And I don't know. I feel like it's just so much of what is getting said to people. And I think, especially for people whose parents are baby boomers, I don't think that they're gonna get the reaction that they think. And even Gen X as well, honestly. I don't have as much experience with Gen X, but like,
Yeah, and
I don't
I
think people are going to get it. And it doesn't mean that your parents are necessarily bad people, but it also doesn't mean that you have to have a relationship with them.
absolutely agree. Yeah, no, and I think it's constantly like pushed down people's throats of being like, you have to. Like, it's your parents. Like, no, you super don't actually. Like, you don't owe anything to anybody. And yeah. So,
It's
yeah.
very much just putting pressure on children to accept anything their parents do.
Yeah, I think it's just like a continuation of, and we've talked about it before on this podcast. Like, they regularly say over on, you're wrong about, like, children have no agency whatsoever. And I think it's just sort of a continuation of that, of like, we are perpetuating the cycle of kids have no agency and they have to just accept whatever from their parents, even when they are adult children. So, yeah,
Yes.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
A lot of discourse happening online right now, specifically regarding like the trans social panic we're having, which is so stupid, is a lot of parents being like, well, why would a doctor want to talk to my child about the child's identity without me in the room? Like, what about my rights? And it's like, if you're having a kid, they're a whole fucking person. That's a person. You made a person.
Yep. They are no longer
And
just a piece of you as soon as they are outside of you.
like, sorry, deal with it. That you've made a person and you have to deal with the consequences of them being a person. And once
And
again,
having rights, which I think is the part that people forget a lot.
period. Period. And I also have said many times, and I'll say it again, and in a situation where the child and parent are estranged or the child and parent do not have a good relationship, it is on the parent to fix it. It is not on the child to peacekeep. It is not on the child to fix it. And that's because you chose to have a kid. I didn't choose to be born. Deal with it.
Yep.
Period.
Exactly right. Well said.
Boom. But this episode's all about Birdie and her mom's relationship.
Yeah, and I do think they engage with it in like an interesting way where I think it's, yeah, I think you've hit on what I didn't like about it, which I couldn't really put my finger on before, where I think the way it gets tied up is a little bit too neat, I think, and not as maybe nuanced as some of the other things that they engage with on the show.
Yes. And I think, but I don't even know if that's the show's fault, because I've been noticing this as a plot line a lot lately. Like, even when I'm going back and watching old things, or when I'm watching new me, like, this is a storyline that gets recycled over and over and over and over again, of a parent-child conflict, and then the child just like sits in their discomfort and the parent becomes okay. And it's just, I don't think that that's realistic. And I'm actually shocked that more people are not just estranged from their parents.
Honestly, yes, agreed.
Anyways, I guess we could just talk about it. So we find out it's fledging day at the very beginning. Birdie and her mom, they're separate, but they're both having tea. They like their tea the same way. And they both see the newspaper has an article about fledging day, and they both throw the newspaper away. So they don't love it.
Yeah, she throws hers in the trash. The mom throws it on the pile. We saw in the last season that Birdie's mom seems to have some kind of hoarding disorder,
yes,
which does not really get engaged with at all in this episode, where they touch on a couple of different times, like, I need more room for storage, and like, I'm going to save this for a long time. And Birdie touches on it a little bit of like, your house is full of junk, like, you don't need any more stuff. But I do think it's interesting beyond that first time that we got a glimpse into what's going on with Birdie's mom. We've really never touch that very deeply.
Yeah, like, and that's the other thing too that feels so weird about this episode, is I feel like we haven't actually meaningfully engaged in Birdie's relationship with her parents. And so this just feels a little bit cheap.
Yes. And I think too, it's also like we saw in the episode with Maddie, the Screech Leeches episode, like, Birdie's been through a lot of shit with her parents for the last like 20 years. And yeah, I do think that it's interesting that it's still being framed as like she's the one who constantly has to make an effort. And I do think your point about it's then incumbent on the parents to start making an effort and be the one to change the relationship if it's not going well.
Yeah.
And it just seems like Birdie's always doing it, and we never see anything about like, maybe the parents should have some guilt about this. I don't know. I don't. Yeah. And I mean, it's from Birdie's perspective, so that's why we're going to see it that way. But I don't know. I feel like we should maybe be able to engage with that a little bit more in terms of that relationship.
I agree completely. So we also get a little bit from Tuca in this episode, which obviously, like, this would be a very different day for her because her mom is dead and she's trying to pick up a prescription for her pain, but the prescription has expired, so she can't pick it up. So she has to go to the hospital, and then she's forced to engage with all the fledging day cards and balloons, and even the pharmacist is like blowing up a balloon. This is, my mom is still alive.
Yes. Yeah. My mom is amazing and alive. Yeah. The prescription piece is obviously very on the nose of like, yes, you're always forced to jump through ridiculous hoops of like, you need a nice, fresh, ripe prescription for a condition you already know you have. We're going to make it harder and harder every single time.
Poor Tuca. I hope they figure this out for her.
Yes.
And Tuca like bursts into Birdie and Speckle's apartment while Speckle is applying for jobs and Birdie is vacuuming, obviously trying to avoid thinking about fledging day. And Tuca's upset about this dumb holiday. She says, what kind of society celebrates motherhood?
Yes, that's very funny. Yeah, and cleaning, obviously doing the parent level cleaning that we expect to see. Exactly. Also, just before we leave the pharmacy, I laughed really hard when everyone's like attacking each other for all the flowers. And one bird is like, my mother needs flowers. Without today's blossoms, Mater will perish. So says the curse.
Stupid. But Birdie's like, oh, well, like, if you're upset, you should just join me and my mom. We're going to go for lunch, get some mani-pedis. Like, you should come. And Tuca's like, no, I know your mom loves me, but I'm not going.
Yeah, her mom loves her. Like, even the instant she walks in, she's just like, Tuca, yes, my favorite daughter.
Well, and I, as well, like, this is pretty inconsiderate from Birdie as well to be like, hey, oh yeah, your mom's dead. Like, come join me to celebrate my mom. Like,
yes. And also, like, come join me because it'll be awkward, as opposed to just
exactly.
Like, maybe
it's
you're
like,
feeling some type of way that is deeper than like mild awkwardness.
It's like, oh, hey, it's so convenient that you've suffered a personal tragedy. So maybe
so
you could just
today.
Come be a social buffer for me. Awesome. Like, no, thank you. I don't care for that.
Yeah, sounds bad.
And Buckle, and she says it's fine. Like, if we run out of things to talk about, we'll just talk about her nutty neighbor, and then that'll be fine. And Buckle says, "Oh, hey, like, didn't you say you want a deeper relationship with your mom? Maybe you should ask her questions about herself."
Yes, and probably my biggest laugh of the episode is Tuca says, ask her what her biggest disappointment is, and if she doesn't answer, you'll know it's you.
I did laugh at that. And Brady's like, "No, it's fine. Like, my mom doesn't even feel emotions. Like, she's not like regular people. Look at her text." And she goes, "I said, I love you, mom." And she said, "Pants are on sale." Like, I don't even know. Pants for who? Pants for me? Pants for you?
Tuca's only interested if they're half off. Get it? Because shorts. And then she just laughs at
She laughed
herself
so
so much.
hard. Oh my God. I could see you doing that.
I do that all the time where I just like have a real good laugh just at myself. The room is silent.
No, and that's the benefit to being friends with someone like you, someone like me. We laugh at our own jokes so you don't have to. It's
Yes.
fine. And so Birdie's mom arrives and she's brought a bunch of Birdie's mementos. And Birdie's like, "No, I don't want them." And she's like, "Okay, well, I'll throw them out then." Birdie's like, "No, but you can't throw them out. They have to stay in my childhood room."
They're only precious to me when they're in my childhood bedroom. Also very real.
Yeah. Well, I thankfully didn't have to deal with that because my dad just threw away everything that we own. So it's fine.
Lovely.
I don't have anything. It's cool. She's brought tea for Tuca to help with her cramps, which is so nice.
Very sweet. And Tuca's like just eating the tea bag. She's like, I can tell this is going to be super helpful. And Birdie's like, can I have some? She's like, no, you have cramps because you eat too many spicy chips.
Very classic. Ugh. So Birdie and her mom go to their little fledgling day tea, and there's so many cute teas happening. Mothers and daughters getting pictures together, and then we find out about the fledgling day ritual, the
Yes.
regurgitation ritual, which is disgusting, and I don't think we need to talk about it any further.
Very gross. Yes. Yeah. And like all the other ones are so insufferable. Like, yes, they're doing this regurgitation ritual, but they're also being like, say healthy relationship. And they're like, I'm so proud of the emotionally available woman who fledged me.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Unbearable. Absolutely unbearable. And yeah, I don't want to talk about the regurgitation anymore this episode because if it made me disgusted, I have to imagine it made you way more disgusted.
It's very
So
gross. Very gross.
yeah,
Yeah.
I
They do.
can't stand shit like that.
Yeah, terrible. They do some good animation where they like Birdie's trying to start all these conversations with her mom, and it has just like an animation of her mom slamming doors in her face. Like they're trying to talk about the neighbor who's usually good for shit talking, and then it's like, oh, we bonded because we both have adult daughters who are unmarried. It's like, well, what about gardening? Like, well, my plant died, so I stopped gardening. Just like slamming every door shut.
Like, fuck, and this is what I want to know. Why don't parents know how to have a conversation?
Yeah, parents
Like,
just don't
it's,
understand.
I don't, I do not get, I feel like I have a variety of conversations with people of all ages about just anything, just any old thing. I don't get it, but that's just how it is for me personally. So while Birdie's out with her mom, Tuca is teaching Speckle how to be unemployed. And
Yes.
she's basically like, stop applying for jobs, throws his laptop out the window, and is teaching him how to be lazy. He doesn't know how to be lazy. He even made a vision board of what it's going to be like when he gets a job again.
Yes, it's me, but I have a job. Yes, and it's very funny when he's like, she throws the laptop away. He's like, hey, I use that for work and boring porn.
Yeah, because first she walks in and goes, "What kind of boring porn are you watching?" And he's like, "I'm not watching porn." But
Yeah,
good to know he
he looks
likes the
so
boring
sad when she
stuff.
breaks his vision board.
Yeah, that was mean.
Yeah.
That wasn't nice behavior from Tuca.
No.
And when she throws the laptop, it like goes all the way across town to like a school, and they're like, "Oh, well, we have no money in the budget for a laptop," and the laptop flies through the window, and they're all so excited, and then it falls on the ground and shatters. And they're like,
Yeah.
never mind.
Yeah, very good.
She tells him he needs to buy a bunch of expensive equipment for hobbies that he will never actually learn to do. So he buys a skateboard, a book on learning Spanish, a guitar, and a jiu-jitsu gi.
Yes, it's perfect. I love it so much because it's like you're the only rule with this is like you're never allowed to practice it. You can only buy increasingly expensive accessories and upgrades for
It's like not everyone has ADHD, Tuca.
it. Yeah, it's really good. He's also like, he sees a pen. He's like, oh my God, it's the architecture pen. Like, it's a normal pen, but it says architecture rules and all the pros have it.
She's like, no work stuff. And he gets instant delivery and the bird like flies through the window and he's like, I'm sorry, I'm late.
That was so funny. It just comes smashing through. He's like, I'm so sorry. And just throws everything. And then someone yells like, where's my delivery? He's like, ah. This is very good.
Seems miserable. And also like fast shipping doesn't exist anymore. Like, what happened? Remember when you used to be able to get things in 2 days?
Yeah, not anymore, baby.
Not anymore. Like, when I lived in Calgary, sometimes I would order something and get it the same day I ordered it. Mm-hmm. And then now in Victoria, it's like, maybe it'll be 2 weeks. Maybe it'll be 2 months. Like, you'll get
it'll
it when you
never.
Get it. Or maybe you won't get it.
Yeah.
So I don't care for that shift. I feel like we need to probably invest more in supply chain.
True.
I don't need everything in 2 days. Like, that's it's okay if not everything coming in 2 days, but like, don't promise me that and then not deliver on it.
That's right. Yes.
And yeah, but Speckle, of course, actually learns how to skateboard and guitar and do jujitsu and like a little bit of Spanish.
Mm-hmm. This actually reminded me a lot of Cam. He's very good at a lot of like a wide variety of activities. And I feel like this would be him if he didn't have a job.
Yeah. Well, okay. We get it. He's neurotypical. It's fine. The only one alive.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna like, buy this guitar and never play it. And he would just be like, yeah, I'm like pretty good at the guitar already because I just picked it up.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, well, I bought all this yarn and I'm learning how to crochet. And then be like, okay, I never learned how to crochet and my cat ate the yarn. So
perfect.
It's fine. And Tuca talks about how, you know, she never, like, he says, oh, my parents like raised me to be industrious and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And Tuca's like, oh, I was a latch tree kid. My mom was always working so hard and then she died anyways. My mom's dead, I'll always be in pain and nothing matters. And Speckle's like, I care.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah,
either.
She,
like, it's just,
yeah, she hits him but then looks happy.
Yeah, like, well, someone has a dead parent, there's really not much you can do. Like, they're gonna feel some kind of way when they're feeling it, and it doesn't really matter what anyone else says or does. You just gotta let them chill.
Yeah, I like that he at least says like, I'm here. He doesn't try to like do more than that.
And once she hits him, he's like, okay, I get it. So that was good at least. But it's like, well, I'll leave people alone.
Yeah, especially on fraught days.
Seriously. Oh, we also, we missed the part when Speckle was on the couch eating the chips and salsa directly off of himself, which I laughed out loud at, but it's so disgusting.
It was disgusting, but yeah, very, very funny. I didn't love that he was making a mess for Birdie because Tuca refused to let him clean it up. And I was like, well, then Birdie's going to do it. But yeah, it's a very funny visual of him just like, the salsa's just on his shirt. So gross.
You know he cleaned before he started learning all of his hobbies.
Yes, certainly. Like, yes.
There was no way he was ever gonna not. So Birdie on her day with her mom has somehow ended up at a grocery store and is showing her the winter snacks.
Yes.
And it's the animation again of her mom making her feel really small, like being very critical of her job and why don't you have your own business anymore and what happened to the pastry you make.
Yeah, I like the animation of it where she like shrinks, but then she's like, I've had all these successes. Like, look, I'm so excited to tell you about all these things. And then she grows again. And then her mom responds and just like doesn't give a shit. And so she shrinks down again. And like, she's like, well, look, I made this thing and grows taller. And then she's just like, oh, it has a high glycemic index. I would never eat that. And she shrinks down to just like
and
a
like,
little baby Birdie.
Oh, you think that the pastries Birdie was making before had a low glycemic index? Shut up, Anna. Freaking
yeah,
liar.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I also very much liked this from Birdie where she's like, I actually really like not being the face of something. I wasn't ready for that. I don't have to deal with like all the terrible stuff. I don't have to deal with the terrible reviews or the insurance or the employees projecting weird mommy issues on me. It feels like her projecting a little bit, but.
Yeah, a little bit of projecting, but you know what? She's allowed.
But yeah, no, I like that a lot. I think that's very fair and also something I relate to a lot.
Very much so. Not everyone has to be the face of something. And so then they're walking to the spa, and Birdie's mom is like trying to find her a different job. She's like, oh, like you could work making the food at this daycare. You'd have to put the peanut butter on the celery sticks. You can do that. Like, at least there they know you're making the food. And it's like, shut up. That is not the, like, she has a full-time job. She's gainfully employed. And I think she technically still works at Condé Nast. So she's fine.
Yes. Presumably still getting paid.
I hope so.
No, I think this is kind of the scene in particular where I was like, I think this gets resolved a little too neatly, where this stuff is mean. Like, this is clearly a pattern of how her mom talks to her, and it's mean and just like tears her down and it makes her feel bad. And I don't think she should have to deal with it all the time and just be like the patient one who constantly keeps going back for more of
Yes.
this bad behavior.
But I also, again, feel like it rings super true that, like, parents will be like, oh, but, like, why don't you do this instead? Why do you make this choice? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I have a vivid memory, not of my parent, but my dad's new wife being like, I was saying something to my dad about how I was excited about how, like, my podcasting was going and how it was, like, becoming a consistent source of income. And being told, oh, well, you can't rely on that. Like, you don't know if that's going to be right. Like, oh, because you can rely on any job to just be around forever. Like, shut up.
True, true. Yeah, the thing that like cracks it for her mother is that she's like, Birdie's defending herself and she's saying, like, yeah, I like working with Winter because she's a shrewd, independent businesswoman and she's a great role model and she's open and communicative. And in fact, she's become a great mother figure to me. And her mom's just like, what?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, damn, like, something's wrong.
She's like, I mean, she's fine. It's a decent workplace. She's my non-mommy boss. It's healthy.
So wild. And so they walk into the spa, and it's not a place for mani-pedis. It is a bathhouse spa where they do basically like dry brushing, I think would be the equivalent for us here. Because obviously, like, a bathhouse has a very different connotation.
Yeah, we can scrub all
And
the dead feathers off your body while you wince in pain.
yeah, Birdie's concerned because it's a spa for butts and boobs. It's not
What should we
safe.
do?
Birdie's like, should we leave? I don't know what to do. And everyone's like, no, we can do it. Like, it's
I'm
fine.
open and
Birdie's like, oh,
communicative.
are you sure? So they go in and they're in like a hot tub and there's naked people everywhere.
They have
And
to sign a
Birdie's,
waiver that says if there's a fire, you understand you have to run bare butt into the street. No returning to the locker. Bare
bare
butt.
butt. And they sign it. It's a big waiver.
Yes.
I mean, at least in that situation, you'd have a towel. So it's not 100% like bare butt. It's close,
True.
but it's not the worst. And Birdie's mom doesn't have like the confidence to take her towel off. And she's like, oh, my body's changed. Like, I don't know. And Birdie's like, it's okay. Everyone's naked. Like, you could take off your towel. It's cool. Notice Birdie is up to her chin in the water because she does
Yes.
not want anybody looking at her naked body.
Yeah,
A
I was
little
actually.
rude to pressure her mom to be naked.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that too. I think where I was thinking the same thing of like she's completely covered up, but also you think Birdie would be a little self-conscious about this too.
Yeah, 100%. And there's older birds there. They ask when she's gonna give them grandkids, and they're speaking and like chirping. And Birdie doesn't speak, and Bird chirps. So, which is
Yeah,
like,
well.
honestly, a really sad undercurrent to this show is like the loss of the indigenous bird language
Yes, I
is
agree.
like really sad. They just make jokes about it, but like, that's bleak as hell.
Definitely. Yeah. And she's like chirping back and she accidentally says, I don't have any bananas. And she like recognizes the subtitle and like pushes it down. She's like, that's not what
Yeah.
I meant to say.
Everyone laughs at her. Ha ha, Birdie can't speak, bird chirps.
Yeah.
And then they go into the next room, which is like a ball pit situation. And Birdie's mom's like, yeah, I really like this. And, it's really nice to do this with my daughter. And maybe one day you'll do this with your daughter. And Birdie's like, I'm not gonna have a daughter. I'm not having children. And her mom starts weeping immediately. And you're like, oh no, she wants the grandchildren.
Yeah, so many tears. She's like flooding the spa, basically.
Yeah, but it's like, you
And
can't cry in here.
yeah, disintegrates the balls. Yeah, this I guess is the one time that we've seen anything come out of the leaf raking thing. It's like 4 episodes ago. There's been no acknowledgement of the
Yes.
baby talk, and this is the first time that we are back to that.
Yes. And it turns out that these are happy tears because she's so happy that Birdie knows what she wants. And she talks about how hot she used to be before she had kids and how her husband's not romantic. And, she had a whole life before she had kids. And now an old flame wants to meet her in Birdtown tonight and she doesn't know what to do. Where he's like, you can meet him for a drink. Like, it's okay to get a drink.
Yes, I'll be your flirt coach. I did find it funny where she's like, aren't you upset with me? Like, now you won't get to see your grandkids and palm them a wad of cash. And when they look at it, it's like $2.
Yeah, so silly. She's like, no, like, I'm just so happy that you know what you want, which is, that is nice. That's like the
Yes.
one good thing. And it actually, it really provides a lot of clarity because I get the sense Anna never wanted to have kids. And like, she loves Birdie because she had a kid, but like, doesn't particularly feel maternal because she doesn't know what to do because she never wanted a kid, which is why I believe kids should have parents who want them.
And we find out that Birdie's father, his ass is a five at best.
Yeah, poor Bree's dad. He seems like he really sucks.
She doesn't seem very happy.
Yeah, so I hope that she's able to, have more of a happy life for the rest, because like settling sounds sad. But Birdie takes her mom to the bar. She sits at the booth behind her to like coach her, and she's not a good coach at all. She doesn't
This to me
know.
is by far the weakest part of the episode. Like, it really takes a turn here.
I think they just needed something ridiculous to happen so that Birdie and her mom would have something to laugh about and like some like a shared experience to talk about. And so this is where her old flame comes in. They say hello, and she's like, and he goes, I'm dying. I want my last wish, which is anal sex, is what he wants. And he's wanted it since before she got with her husband and had Birdie. And now because he's dying, he wants it so bad. And he is so horny.
I was watching this episode on Adult Swim, and they beep out every time he says "but," which I found very funny.
That's very funny. I watched it on Max using a VPN and it
Yes.
did not bleep anything out.
So. Yeah, Birdie's terrible at this. She's a very bad flirt coach. And then when she gets thrown this loop of like, this is what he wants, she's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
And when so Anna, like Birdie's mom, also does not know what to do either. She's so like taken aback. And she's like, oh wow, he's become so much hornier now that he's aged 30 years. And he's like, yes, like it's so much hornier. Even when I'm a ghost, I'll be haunting your ass. Like, weird, weirdo behavior. And Birdie's like, I know exactly what to do. And she does the regurgitation ritual to distract him. And it works. And he leaves because he's like, oh, it's so beautiful.
He says, I see you're celebrating fledging day. I apologize. Nothing more beautiful than the love of a mother and daughter.
Yeah, it's weird too that this is like Mother's Day, but it's only for mothers and daughters. Like Speckle has no
True.
obligation to his mom on fledging day. It's just for mothers and daughters.
True. Good
So
point.
it's a weird situation. I meant to say that earlier, because like,
Yeah.
why would Speckle have all this free time? Shouldn't he be with his family? But
Yeah.
I guess his sister
True.
is.
Yeah, I'll just go home and pray that the angels in heaven have cheeks half as good as yours.
Ugh, fucking weirdo perv. And he's like, I'm dying. She'll definitely let me do sex with her. Like, no. And so then it kind of ends. Birdie and her mom like are laughing a little bit. And she says, oh, can I keep one of these of the winter snacks on the counter? And she leaves. And she's like, I'm going to keep this for a long time. Birdie's like, they're only shelf stable for a few months. Like,
Yeah, she says, like, put it
no.
in your bedroom. I'm saving it. Which, again, like a
Yeah.
little reference to what's going on with Birdie's mom, but kind of framed in a nice
Yeah,
way, which
in
is
like
sort of
a
weird.
cute way when it's like everything happening there is alarming, and I don't know. So we don't know that much about her parents. And then at the end, Tuca finally gets her pain medication refilled at the hospital, and she runs into Figgy. He is there because he has root rot, and he is not allowed to drink for a month. He was actually going to call her to see if she had any advice on how to go not go crazy while not being able to drink. But, what's the point? It's just for a month and then he's going to go back to his old ways. And Tuca tells him it's selfish that he won't take care of himself and leaves.
Yeah, and he
And
texts
then,
her and says, you're right, and I'm sorry. And he says, it's me, Figgy.
yeah, so Figgy's back. He's got to be dry for a month because his root rot. And we'll see, I guess, what happens from there. I think extremely selfish of him to even bring Tuca into it at all.
Yeah, I also find, like, I find it very off-putting the way that he says, it's only a month, then I'll revert back to my old habits, so none of this matters. I don't know, I feel like he views it as, I'm just being honest and I'm presenting this in a way so that you're not being misled, but he's bringing her back into it And I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I just find it very off-putting to say, like, none of this matters anyway. Like, don't worry about it. I'm just going to go back to my old ways. Like, you're being very selfish and annoying.
Yeah, because it's like you've already gotten the boundary from Tuca of what she can accept from you.
True. Yeah.
And this is not it. Like, it's just n not appropriate behavior. It's like when people started learning therapy speak, and then it immediately got co-opted by abusers, kind of vibe, where he like says things and then, well, I'm just being honest with you. Like, I'm just being a good communicator. And it's like, well, actually, you're being shitty. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with him. I genuinely don't even remember what happens next at this point. It's been so long since I watched the end of season three, so I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, me too. The end credits is
And
that bird with some ice cream that looks like a butt.
you know what? Good for him. He finally got the butt that he wanted. I hope he just ate it, you know? And that's it. That's all for the episode. Do you have anything else to say about it? I know this one was a lot shorter than the last one, but I also just like personally didn't really want to get into a lot of mom discussions as the one on this podcast in the Tuca position of having a dead mom.
So there's a lot of mom discussion and a lot of regurgitation discussion, so lots to avoid here.
A lot of bad stuff for us here. So
Yes.
it was a tough one, but we did it. And it
Agree.
is like a pretty good episode, but again, I think our criticism up top of it just kind of ringing hollow. I feels really normal. I don't know. Do people who have like good relationships with their parents feel the same way? I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, I would be interested to hear from other people. Like, it felt very rushed to me, this story of like, eh, no, it's all good. It's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like media is always like, well, but your parents love you no matter what. So that's all that matters in the end, and it's fine. And it's like, actually, some people's parents don't love them no matter what. And this is toxic positivity, but I feel like we just always frame every parental thing with that positivity because it's like, well, God forbid we talk about the reality of the situation.
Yes, stop making people think that they are the problem.
Right? My God. Unless it's boomers. Tell the boomers it's their
Yes.
problem. But also, have I told you my theory about why I think boomers are so like fundamentally like not okay?
Please do.
Like in this way. Like I feel like you see a lot of stuff for like
Oh,
boomers with their kids
is it lead?
and it's lead. Yeah. It was all the lead
Yes.
that was in the pipes and in the paint and they ate it as kids and it took away their ability to like feel empathy for people younger than them. And
That sounds
obviously, if
right.
someone's gonna get mad, I don't mean every single baby boomer. None
For
of
all our boomer
boomers.
listeners.
Like, I'm not ageist. I'm not Renee Rapp getting on TV saying I'm ageist. I just think that there are generational issues. And I think that we should be allowed to criticize the generation that had it all and then pulled up the ladder behind them.
Agreed.
But yes, we will be back next week to talk about season three, episode nine, some birdies getting married. And in the meantime, if you want to hear more from us, you can listen to the podcast of tomorrow to hear some Futurama stuff, possibly The Simpsons Then and Now on Spotify exclusively. We don't know. We're
We
not
don't
going to
know.
check, but you could check and maybe listen to an episode. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review. It's really great. It helps, helps people find the show before it's all over. And you can tweet at us at BojackHorsePod. You can email us at BojackHorsePod@gmail.com. And we will see you next week.
Bye.